MLM Nation, episode 568.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built teams to over 80,000 and is now a full-time business coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us right now. Here is Simon Chan.
Hey, ML Nation, Simon Chan. Before we start the show, I'm so excited. This is something I've been working a lot on the last 2-3 months, and it's a free resource for you. It's my latest ebook. It is 365 motivational quotes for the network marketer. Hey, I know your journey is full of difficulties and success often feels out of reach. And I put together, you know, the leaders go through what you're going through, but somehow they stay motivated. And I gathered everything, over 365 quotes that keeps the leaders going to share with you in one convenient resource. And the best thing is, it is free. So just go to mlnation.com/book. Get mlnation.com/book for your free download of my newest book, 365 Motivational Quotes for the Network Marketer, or for you. Just go download it at mlnation.com/book. Now let's go to the show. ML Nation, this is Simon Chan. I am fired up to bring our special guest today, KC Call. Hey, KC, are you ready to make it happen?
I think I'm ready to make it happen.
KC Call has been involved in the network marketing profession for over 20 years and has built a couple of successful businesses, each earning multiple six figures a year. He's earned over millions of dollars in lifetime commissions and then successfully sold off his businesses to transition to his next stage of his entrepreneurial career. Currently, Casey's a consultant to the network marketing profession on the business side and also helps out companies with their products. One of the principles that Casey strongly believes in is setting the right culture and create the right image of network marketing. He's anti-hype, anti-BS. That's what him and I get along really well. And we're going to talk about that later today. So anyway, KC, welcome to the show. Love your name, Call. With a name like Call, how can you not be successful, right?
I guess so. You know, it just tells people what to do. Make sure you call.
So anyway, I give ML Nation a brief intro, but share a little bit about your background. How did you get started with network marketing?
Well, I was 28 years old, and I was working with my dad in a Culligan franchise, and we were building that business out. It was going great. And by the way, I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona, down at the canal. It's an old town, beautiful spot right here, by the way. Just absolutely gorgeous. I thought it'd be a nice place to meet everybody.
It's beautiful. We can hear the birds chirping. It's awesome.
Yeah, there he is. He's right over there.
That's really cool.
He's busy. So at any rate, I was 28 years old and I was working at the Culligan franchise with my dad. And I recognized that he at some point, someday down the road, wanted me to take over the business. He wanted me to run it for him. And we just couldn't come to, he wouldn't give me any kind of a guideline as to when and how that would take place. And I just knew I wanted to make something of myself. And a friend of mine who'd always been really successful at everything he'd ever done, invited me to take a look at a company back then was called Prepaid Legal. And now it's called Legal Shield. I went to work with that company. And at 28 years old, I saw the guy on stage speaking. And I thought, man, if that guy can do this thing, I know I can do it. So I got started. And one of the elements of that company was you could sell the product as an employee benefit to companies. And so I already had a little bit of a sales background. So I started doing that and quickly went to the very top of the company in selling to companies, the outside sales as an employee benefit. And I didn't start really building a team. But so I was number one. I was getting all these awards. And I was, you know, making about $100,000 a year, but I saw guys that got in, you know, a year after me and were flying by me in income. And I thought, how in the world are these guys making so much money? They don't even sell anything. They're not even in the top 20 on sales. And I recognized that they were building a team. And so so I immediately transitioned. In fact, what a lot of guys would do is they'd hold on and service those existing accounts as a salesperson. But I just said, man, I'm going to burn the ships. I'm going to learn how to become a leader. I'll learn how to build an organization and a team. And that's what I did. I actually gave away all my accounts so I wouldn't be tempted to go back and, you know, get more money from those. Even though financially, it probably wasn't the best short-term move. it really gave me the motivation, the self-motivation I needed to go out and build it, you know, build or die. And so that's what I did. I went out and built like crazy and went to the top of the company in building as well. And so that was a really exciting time. It's where I cut my teeth. So I spent 13 years over there. And then eventually the company was under new ownership and there were some things that didn't go well for my organization. In fact, even though we were in what's called a breakaway program. So even though I was actually making more money with the compensation changes, my guys underneath me, they were making far less than they were making before. And that was very troublesome to me because I've never really been about the money. I really haven't. People say that, but I just really don't care that much. I need to have enough to not be stressed about life and to make sure that my family's taken care of. But I don't need to be the multi-squillionaire. I don't need to be known as the biggest, best network marketer ever. I found that my real motivation was just helping people. The company wouldn't make the changes that were necessary to keep everybody else alive. So I made the choice to go to a new company. So I joined another company and quickly went to the top of that company. In fact, I was on the board of directors for them. Really just focused in again on what I was used to and building culture, trying to build a team that would be successful with or without me. And the company grew very, very quickly. In a couple of years, went from zero to about $173 million in sales. And that was it was exciting times. You know, I'd never made so much money in my life, which is great. And that's probably when I realized that I didn't really care that much about money. It didn't really give me the happiness that I was thinking that money would do. It was really, I got all my satisfaction about personal growth and helping other folks.
So let's talk a little bit about, you had a lot of success right off. Going back to your first company, because you had a sales background. Why do most distributors struggle at the beginning? And how come you didn't struggle? What was the mindset you had that maybe a lot of our listeners need?
I think it's very simple. Listen, everybody, here's the major thing. When it comes to your success, what I find most people do, regardless if it's network marketing or anything else, they are not committed. They say they are, but they're not. They're not focused. They don't understand the sacrifice that it takes. Or if they do, they're wishy-washy about following through. And in general, I think people don't take personal responsibility for what's happening around them. Most folks want to play the blame game. They're used to corporate America where, you know, make sure that you don't get blamed for what happened or else you could lose your job or that might mess up your chance to get the next promotion. But when you're the CEO of your company, you're in charge. You know, I always laugh when people say, you know, I don't like my upline. So I don't want to, you know, there might be some guy five levels up in the organization. I don't like that guy. So I don't want him to receive a single dollar from what I'm doing. And it always makes me laugh because this is your business. It's your business to live or die with, to succeed or fail with. And if you get up in the morning and you say that whatever happens today in this organization, it's my fault if something goes wrong, and it's everybody else's fault if it goes right. If something happens that goes well, man, you have to say that I got this great new recruit on board because my company's so great. My product's so great. The people around me, my mentors are so great. But if something goes wrong, you have to quickly be willing to step forward and say, I should have seen that coming. I should have sought out more help. I should have read more books. I should have worked on that and seen it coming, but I won't let it happen again. But in general, this is a business where it's kind of like pushing. If you've ever, I don't know, Simon, if you ever had an old stick shift car before?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. So the old stick shift cars, right? You use a clutch and you shift them and they're fun to drive. And if they die, there's a way to get them started. Like if your battery's dead, and what you can do is you can push start it. So you get in the car and one guy gets behind and they, you know, usually you're at the driver's door and you're pushing, you know, and you got it in neutral and you're pushing the car and you try to get it up to speed. And then as soon as you get it up to speed, you jump in the car and you pop the clutch. And what that does is it turns the engine over so you don't need the battery. So it turns the engine over and boom, the engine starts to run and you have to quickly get on the gas and get going. Now, I equate network marketing very much to this scenario because, you know, it takes a lot of effort to get a car pushed to where it will have enough momentum that when you pop the clutch, it'll start the engine and fire up. But keep in mind, what most people do is they push a few feet and then they go, oh, I'm tired, or I'm busy, or I've got some, fill in your excuse here. And then what happens is they end up losing any little bit of momentum they had. But once you do get the engine started, you're in first gear. So then what you got to do is you got to put the foot on the gas. You can't just go, oh, I need to rest now and let the engine have a chance to die. You really have to actually put your foot on the gas. And then what do? Well, you shift into second gear and third gear and fourth gear. And you know, when you're going down the road and you're flying in fifth gear and you're at the top of the compensation plan in network marketing and you're making great money, it's real easy to say, well, look, I'm in fifth gear. I'm flying. I'm passing everybody on the sides of the roads. I can just relax. Well, what happens if you're flying down the road and you just relax? Likely, you're going to hit a tree, you're going to go off a cliff, or if you're on a real straight road, that's even the safest of companies, the best of opportunities, it will naturally slow down. Good news is you can take your foot off the gas for a while and coast, and you don't have to ever worry about pushing that car again. So you can relax, but you do have to make sure that you're paying attention. It's just like anything else. And I think that people have this idea that network marketing is, it's all about if I just recruit that one person, that if I just do this one thing, that's not how it works. You have to really be diligent. You have to go strong and hard at it, especially in the beginning. And you'll know when you have that momentum to where if you pop the clutch, that thing is going to take off like a rocket down the road. If you're in a car, if you're in a bad vehicle where the engine won't start no matter what you do, well, that's also difficult.
Yeah, I love your story about the gears, because I'm sure you have seen, and I've seen a lot of people who had some initial success. They've recruited and then they quit because they feel like, well, my downlines don't do anything, because they get into that fourth and fifth gear and they start coasting, right? And for short term, it's okay. But afterwards, it just starts, dies off. You like you said, you run off the road or hit a tree.
Yeah. And people say, well, this car doesn't work. Well, no, it works. You have to get the momentum in there. And man, once you pop the clutch and you get it going, everything gets easier real fast. But momentum is critical. You got to get that momentum of you're talking to people every day. Because you know what happens if you just forget, you just don't talk about the business for 4 or 5 days. 4 or 5 days, all of a sudden you go, what was that thing again that was so cool that I said before that made the guy sign up? Oh, what was that thing that I said before that really made so much? You get out of the rhythm of it. But on the other hand, if you're doing it every day, you get those 10,000 hours in, man, I'm telling you, those 10,000 hours of effort, and you make it your second language, you make it a part of the fiber of the being that you are. Here's the beauty of it. These skills will outlast whatever you do in network marketing. It's not the only part of life, network marketing. Lots of other parts of life, your relationships, friendships, all these great things, other businesses, investments, the same principles apply. And there's sometimes far more at risk than just your startup fee in a network marketing company when you're talking about another business or an investment. So if you learn these basic principles, it's going to carry you throughout your business career. And that's exciting. You know, that's exciting stuff. It's even today, I get constant reminders about things that I've learned from my mentors over the years as I'm just proceeding through the daily routines of business. And it's exciting.
I wanted to go back to what you said. Like a lot of people, they prospect and they take 3 or 4 days off and then they forget about what they said or what they heard that worked so well. How important, Casey, is consistency to success?
It's critical. It's critical because it's burning new neural pathways in your brain that help you to succeed literally on autopilot. So much of a conversation, Simon, is paying attention to what the other person is saying. You know, people think that they can sell their way. Well, you really need to listen your way into becoming a great leader. And if when you do have a chance to speak, Let me put this a different way. Most people are just waiting for their chance to speak. I mean, most people are just waiting for their chance to show how cool their company is. But when the real key to the success is listening to the person that you're sitting with, listening to them and finding out what's important to them in their life to get where they want to go. If you are consistent and you know your product, you know your opportunity so well, it's like driving. You don't even realize you're driving when you're driving. You just end up right where you needed to go. And the same thing happens in the presentation. If you've done it so many times, the repetition is burnt in there, you know the system so well, what needs to happen next, you can spend all of your mental effort listening to the person in front of you and finding out why is it important to them. Otherwise, you could be telling them how great it is to be wealthy. They don't care. They just want to help people. Or they're just so in love with the product that's really what's amazing to them. You got to listen to them and know what you're doing, not only to get them into the business, but to get them to progress in the business.
Let's switch over and talk about team building. Now, sure. You say you start building a big team once you start focusing on. Talk a little bit about culture and team building. That's helped you out.
So culture is all the things that happen outside of the business. So what I used to do is I would have a dinner every Friday night where I would invite anybody that wants to come to dinner. It wouldn't just be network marketers. It would be friends. There would be a mix of people there. And we would do themes like Hawaiian night, where we would find some people in the team that understand the Hawaiian culture and how to make, you know, some great ahi poke, or we would have a Mexican night, or we would have a Russian night, or we'd have all these, or Filipino night was a great one. So you have these nights where you get everybody to come and they contribute their culture. And so what I found was eating dinner together is such a common thing. It's something we all share, is having that nice meal. And there's something so human about that when you're doing that, you don't really think about the business so much. And so people let their walls down, and they start to really talk to you. And then, so people that are in your business will tell you, gosh, you know, this is something that's troubling me, or it's difficult and I need to help overcoming it. Or they'll, you know, they'll tell you more about their real dreams and their real goals when you have that connection. And it's hard if you're a type A person, you're like, ah, it's a waste of time. I just need to talk to more people. Well, you might, but you might also lose 4 out of the 5 that you brought in because you didn't take the time to let them get to know you, the real you, who you really are. And that brings me kind of to the next side of it, which is so much I see in network marketing out there. It's about fake it till you make it. Pretend that you really have enough money for the Rolex, even though you didn't have it. You put it on your credit card. Or trying to buy a Lamborghini when, you know, your total income for the year was $250,000 and you bought your Lamborghini for $250,000. This is, I think, grossly irresponsible, not just to yourself, but to the people that you're talking to. You know, if you want to impress people around you, find 10 people. I mean, let's say your Lamborghini costs you $8,000 a month. Okay, that's the cost to finance a Lamborghini. And instead, you take that $8,000 a month, you find 10 people in your community, 10 people around you that are $800 a month upside down and can't pay their mortgage. Don't say a word. You just go to them and help them out. You give them the $8,000 a month. You will have a far greater impact on the people in your community. More people will want to join you in your business if you take that approach. Don't expect anything back. Not like I gave you $800, now you got to join. Not like that. I just mean, without saying a word, you help your community contribute in that and do whatever you want with your money. But I'm just saying, as if you were to compare the return on investment, if you want to just play businessman, the return on your investment is far better if you're contributing something in rather than showing off something that you don't even really deserve to have yet.
And yeah, that's
it's
awesome.
Not duplicatable either, by the way. You know, what happens is now your guy underneath you that, you know, he can barely afford to pay his rent and he gets a BMW. Because that's the way he's going to impress everyone. It's just a terrible downward spiral.
Yeah, I love it. You know, the word of mouth that comes off, you know, getting back to $800 a month for 10 people, it'd be 10,000 fold than the Lamborghini. People, even if they don't join, they'd be talking about it. This person's helping me out with the mortgage.
Sure. And then, what do people think when they say, oh, did you see Simon's new Lamborghini? Yeah. you know, the comments are going to be split. Wow, yeah, cool Lamborghini. And then so the other half's going to be like, yeah, Simon is Lamborghini. Who does he think he is? Right? So it just doesn't come off. The American dream used to be to own your own home. That was the American dream. Now the American dream is to be out of debt. That we're swimming in debt. We are so full of trying to impress everybody else around us and show how cool we are. I mean, if you want to impress me, show me how much money you have that's working for you, spitting off income passively while it's sitting there in a house or in a business partnership at a restaurant or a hair salon or how it's spitting. You know, if you want to impress me, show me how your money's working for you. Not how frivolous you can be with it and how big, how many square feet your house is, or, you know, none of that stuff is important. In the end, it won't take you where you want to go. I mean, when you're looking back on your life, and you know, what do you have to leave to your family? What do you have to show for the memories that you've had?
Yeah, a lot of wisdom there. Should I show? Yeah, how is the money working for you? Very, very good. Let's switch over. This is my favorite question. You've been in the profession for 20 something years. What is your worst moment in network marketing? To the point that you may even had, oh, why did I do this? But you didn't quit, and that's why you are where you are today.
You know, there have been a lot of terrible moments, I'll tell you. There have been a lot of hard, difficult, horrible moments. I mean, probably some of the most heartbreaking things and mistakes I've made. You know, I had people in my team that were like, you know, I'm really struggling. I need some help, you know, with money, or, you know, could you just give me one of your recruits that you brought in? You're making all this money, you know, you're going to override it anyway. Some of those things that I did out of a genuine coming from a good place, it always created someone who was resentful. So as an example, I can remember times where I've given people money and then they came back again a few months later and said, could I get some more money? And I said, no, I'm helping some other folks or whatever. And they immediately, oh, you know, they get upset and turn their back on you. That's very heartbreaking. And you have to be able to have the thick skin to understand that you're going to learn some of these lessons and that you might lose some relationships along the way too. It's going to happen. It'll happen, not just network marketing, but in any business, honest to goodness. So, you know, my thoughts, that's definitely one of those difficult times. The other was, of course, as I mentioned before, you know, when the company was sold and it was changing their compensation plan, that was a very difficult thing to see people, you know, hurting. But, you know, that's part of business too. There are ebbs and flows, ups and downs, but there's nothing like owning your own destiny. There's nothing like waking up in the morning when you really feel like it. Or when you have your kids, you know, football game to go to, and you don't have to ask anybody, hey, can I take off a few days? That's the most rewarding and cool part of it. So there's heartbreak for sure. But listen, folks, there's heartbreak everywhere. There's heartbreak no matter what you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Hey, as we go towards the end of the show, some couple quick questions to pick your brain, and they could be shorter answers. One of them, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you, Casey?
The truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. And that's Winston Churchill. I love that. I love that quote because people will argue with you when you're telling the truth sometimes. It's funny. And everybody has, seems like, their own version of the truth. But in the end, there's really only one truth. There's the way that you see the world, the way that I see the world, and then the way the world really is.
What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
I'm tenacious. I just don't quit. I get up. If I get kicked in the stomach, I know it hurts now, but I know that it's going to go away. And most people, let me just say this. Look at success isn't about having some special skill or being able to be better than somebody else. There's lots of better speakers than I am, better salespeople, better. But if you are diligent that to the point where you just are so focused that you won't quit no matter what, if you won't quit no matter what, then no one can stop you. Most people, the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that the successful people do the things the unsuccessful people don't want to do. It's not that they can't do, it's just that they don't want to. They don't want to take the, you know, one of the highest paying professions right out there right now, like I think $100,000 a year to be a garbage guy that picks up garbage. Well, you know, you can be a secretary and you can make $24,000 a year, or you can go pick up garbage. It's a lot more glamorous maybe to be an administrative assistant, but people don't want to pick up garbage. Mm-hmm. So, and when it comes to business, most people don't want to make that extra call. Most people set a goal and then they go, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow. I just need to get organized. I just need to get ready. I just need to get fired up. You just got to, if you said you're going to do it, just do it.
What is the best piece of advice you ever received?
Well, my grandfather, one time I was late to dinner with him. I shouldn't say one time. I'd been repeatedly late with him. And he was a little tiny. I'm 6'4" and he was about 5'6". And I showed up to dinner late to introduce to him my new girlfriend at the time, he and my grandmother. And I showed up an hour and a half late, or hour and 40 minutes late. It was daylight savings time. I hadn't fixed my clock and I was my normal 40 minutes late plus the daylight savings. So I was an hour and 40 minutes late. And when I came to the door, my grandfather opened the door and he punched me right in the stomach. And he said, he was a man of very few words. He said, "You're late." He goes, "You're always late. You're late when we go fishing. You're late when you come over. You're always late. Your grandmother's got dinner ready. You get inside." And I looked over at the girl I was with. And I just, big eyes, this little guy just punched me right in the stomach. And that was one of the best things ever. Now I'm not late. I'm always early. If you can't be on time, be early.
That is awesome. Great. That's a great story. Do you have a favorite online resource, like a Dropbox or Evernote or favorite app that you like on your phone that you could recommend?
Well, you know, the MLM Nation is probably my favorite.
Oh, come on.
I don't have a favorite, no. You know, I sure like Jeff Olson's book, The Slight Edge. I think that's a fantastic book for anybody. And it applies not just to network marketing, but to business. I think if you're looking for resources, I think that's a great place. Robert Kiyosaki's books are fantastic because they give you a different insight into the way that business works. But in general, you know, I'm surfing YouTube all the time. Tony Robbins, fantastic. You know, I listen to all kinds of great stuff. But my brain is pushing in so many different directions now in terms of business and the way that I can help people. I'm right now putting together a charity idea that I'd like to launch for raising funds nationwide. Pretty exciting. And you know, the businesses that I'm involved with right now are far more lucrative than anything I've ever done before. But I honestly wouldn't be able I wouldn't even have the confidence to do it had it not been for my years in network marketing. And believe me, if I find the right business, and I'm approached all the time, of course, to come and run companies and to be the master distributor and all that. If I find the right one, I may step back in again at some point. But for now, I'm just helping these network marketing companies out with their products and delivery systems. In fact, I got a really cool, I have a really cool spray that I'm marketing. It's got a 90% efficacy rate. It's the best in the industry. I'm just doing that like crazy right now. It's been amazing. So,
hey, you talked about books. What is the last book you've read? Or the last audiobook you listened to?
The Alchemist. I think that's the last book I read. And audio, the last audiobook I listened to was Elon Musk's autobiography.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I love the guy. He's Elon Musk is my hero.
Hey, MLM Nation. I know your journey is just like these leaders. It's full of difficulties and success often feels out of reach. And that's why I put together, for the first time, a guidebook, a motivation book for every day of the week. It's 365 motivation quotes for a network marketer. And I've been working a lot on this for 2019. And best of all, it's free. Just go to mlmnation.com/book. You know, for the first time ever, you want to get confidence as you have a daily resource you can refer to again and again. You get fulfilled as you beat our biggest enemy, which is ourselves, right? Procrastination. This book will help you overcome that. You'll be motivated and never discouraged again. You're going to get a peek of how leaders think and what keeps them going. And you've been listening to the show, and I took everything, over 365-degree quotes, and put it in one handy resource for you. It's over 79 pages long, a PDF, and you get it for free. Just go to mlnation.com/book. Again, for your free copy of 365 motivational quotes for the network marketer, just go to mlnation.com/book. And here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yes. The answer is Simon Chan.
Actually, that answer could work. So imagine you start all over again, and you knew no one. So you didn't know Simon Chan. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What is the first thing? You're kind of like an alien that went to another planet, but they spoke English. Okay. So what's the first thing you would do, or the first place you go to find prospects and build a network marketing business from scratch?
I would start with my friends and family.
Oh, no, you have no friends and family. You have no one.
Oh, I have no friends and family. Where would I go? Well, it depends on the network marketing company, I think. I try to focus on sell to recruit. So if let's say it was a company that had CBD, I mean, CBD is the probably the fastest growing segment of our industry right now. And for good reason. I would say that I would go and find out what that product, where it's going to serve the market the fastest and the most first. And then I would just simply try to make friends with those people. I've often said that I would go down to a bookstore, you know, Barnes & Noble or something like that, and go to the personal development section and wait for people to come through. Obviously, if they're trying to work on themselves, you know, they're trying to go someplace in life. Those are people that I want to talk to. But I would certainly go to centers of influence. You know, anywhere that you can find a center of influence, a pastor, everybody knows this, doctor. It's all basic. This is all basic network marketing 101 that you learn on your first day. When they have you whip out your memory jogger and make your names list, it lists for them, you know, the centers of influence.
Hey, thank you so much. As we wrap up, any last words of advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
You know, my words of advice, guys, is just don't forget you're not just trying to recruit, let's say, Simon Chan. It's not about Simon Chan. It's about all the people that he knows. You know, Simon Chan is an example. He knows me. And I know at least, you know, 9 out of the 10 top network marketers in the world. So it's never about the person that you're bringing in. Yes, you want to bring them in and give them every effort of yours as a leader to move them along. But it's about the people that they know and the people that those people know. That's what networking is. It's not building a network. Networking is working through the existing networks that are already out there. And if you want to find me, if you want to get a hold of me, Facebook, you can go to KC Call, KC Call. Or you can go to same thing at Instagram, KC Call at Instagram.
Hey, ML Nation, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. And today you'll be hanging out with KC Call. So keep up the momentum. Go to MLNation.com. Just click on the podcast tab and you see KC there. Call C-A-L-L. Yes, call as to make the extra call. And the show notes and all the nuggets of wisdom will be right there. Hey, in order to be successful in network marketing, in business, in life, you must help others. So, KC, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful. Oh,
you're very kind, and I'm going to tell everybody. Look, the reason I was on this is because Simon sent me a birthday wishes on my birthday, and I thought, well, that was so sweet what he did. He sang me a song, and I thought, well, that's really nice. That's what a nice guy. That's a guy that I wouldn't mind adding to my top 5 people that I hang around with.
And I actually want to add one important lesson here. That one. You want to influence all influencers, people who are successful I talk to, never cancel. You know, Casey talked about his story about him being an hour and 40 minutes late. His grandfather punched him in the stomach. Top people show up. And, you know, when we got on the call here, Casey has an eye issue. He's actually on his way to get his eye checked up, but he did not cancel. That's why if you see the video, he's walking around in Scottsdale instead of being at home. Totally unplanned. So there you go. Never, never cancel. Thanks again, Casey. Appreciate you. We're grateful to you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thanks again, and God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, MLM Nation, before we go, don't forget your free download of my latest book, 365 Motivational Quotes for the Network Marketer. It's over 79 pages long. You get a free PDF copy of it. Just download. You get a sneak peek of what keeps the leaders going. You know, it's taking the best of the best of the podcast and put in one convenient resource for you. You're going to get confidence as you can refer to over and over again every single day. You get daily encouragement. You're going to get the mental toughness to become successful. And you're going to stay motivated and focused on each day as you go through the guide. So just go download it. It's all for free. MLMNation.com/book. And if you know a friend or downline or sideline, crossline, or any friend or even, you know, a prospect that would this would lift up the profession, increase the belief in the profession, share with them as well. Just go to download it, and it's free for them as well. MLMNation.com/book. Hey, MLM Nation, Simon Chan with a recap and review. Great show of KC Carr. I love that name, KC Carr. But it wasn't always easy for him. You know, he talked about what it really takes to be successful, the commitment and taking responsibility. And it's a great leadership lesson there is that don't blame, right? Everything is your fault. And I think people tend, and you know, I used to be very guilty of this. When things went right, I get all the credit. But when things don't go well, we tend to blame. And that's just something I'm teaching my oldest son right now. It's like, don't blame. Whatever you do, don't criticize, complain. Accept the responsibility. Because when you accept the responsibility and you really look at the person in the mirror, that's when we really grow. And it's during the worst tough times when we really get our biggest lessons. And if you're going through those tough times, know that is not going to last. So just hang in there and eventually you can get over it and you become a much, much better leader in there. I love the analogy that Casey used about the stick shift car, right? What it takes to get it going. You can't relax. I think I've seen this mistake. Two of the things that hold people back is number one, maybe they're struggling to recruit, or the second part is they can recruit and what sabotages them, but they stop doing what it took them to get there. And they get into that fourth and fifth gear that Casey talked about and they stop. You got to keep doing it. And it's about consistency, right? The consistency, the more you do it, you also get better and better and better at what you're doing. So we also talked about, you know, the fake it till you make it stuff doesn't work. I love what you shared, like the $8,000 instead of spending it on a Lamborghini, hey, use it to contribute. Somebody help pay someone's mortgage, make a bigger contribution, and that you will, you know, help your business more. We talked about American dream, how most people don't even own a house anymore. The American dream has changed, it's not to be on debt, and how our business can help them. And talk about investing your money, the mistakes that most people make. Great show. Lots of tons of notes. I can go on and on. The last part I want to emphasize is that networking, Casey really brought up a great point, but most people miss, is you got to work through the network. Okay, if you meet someone, learn to work through the network. You know, every person is not the destination, but it's the doorway to the destination. So great episode. Casey, been over a couple decades in the profession, very experienced. Go connect with them as well. And go to MLNation.com. You can find all his contact info, his nuggets of wisdom, the links to the books and the resources he recommended. Just go to MLNation.com, click on the podcast tab, and it'll be right there. And if you like the show, please subscribe, rate, and review. We appreciate it. And thank you for being part of ML Nation. Hey, I'm Simon Chan. I'm loud and proud to be an amazing part of network marketing. I love this, what we do. And now it's over to you. Go make sure you apply what you learn and go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.